This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Spending a few minutes now with Muhammadu Kaba. He is the head men's basketball coach at Division III Delaware Valley University, and his Aggies headed to the NCAA tournament. They will take on Wesleyan in the first round on Friday at 7 o'clock. They are the champs of the MAC Freedom. And first of all, Coach, congratulations. And as we are recording this on Tuesday, how crazy have the last three, 4 days been for you and the guys?
Yeah, thank you so much. It has been crazy, you know, just figuring out the logistics, just to make sure we're doing things the right way, you know, ahead of our game Friday. But, you know, we're all excited. Something that these guys dream of is being a part of March Madness, and now they get the chance to live that dream.
For people who aren't familiar, what's allowed you to have your success this season?
Yeah, I think we've just been able to embrace adversity and just embrace the underdog mentality. You know, every college basketball team, you know, faces some level of adversity throughout the season, whether it's injuries, lineup changes, you know, or some things that might go on in the locker room that people may not know about. But, you know, we've done a much better job of, you know, embracing that and overcoming that. And that's why we were able to call ourselves champions this season.
Do you feel like your squad's playing their best basketball right now?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's been a couple years since we won, you know, 7 of 8 or have gone to be this hot in a while. But, you know, we played our best at the right time. You know, early in the year, we went through a lot of heartbreaks, you know, had to learn how to win down the stretch. And, you know, all the last few games, we've had to win, you know, under a minute, up 3 or down 1 or something like that. And, you know, all the adversity that we faced and all the heartbreak that we faced early in the year, you know, definitely helped us down the stretch to close out those games.
I think you guys have won almost twice as many games as you did last season. Kind of going along with some of your earlier answers, like, did you think this was the ceiling for this group coming into this season? Have you been pleasantly surprised, or did you think if we play to our potential, we have this in us?
Yeah, we did believe that. You know, I would be lying if I told you every year we walked in that we didn't believe we could accomplish the goal of winning a championship. You know, early on when we were inconsistent, we had won a game, lost a game, going back and forth, you know, some doubt starts to creep in. But, you know, once we started to hit our stride and we watched film, we just really believed we were, you know, really close to a breakthrough. And credit to these guys, you know, we could have went the other way, you know, with the inconsistency and lost all those games, but they continued to fight and believe. And, you know, once we started to string a couple wins, you know, the belief got bigger. And we got fortunate that Antonio Redding got hot the time that he did. And, you know, we've been able to follow his lead and has been successful ever since.
Do you feel like, was there a certain point where you kind of felt that this group had kind of pushed through, that things were a little different, that you guys had reached a different level? Was there a tangible game, moment in a game, practice or anything like that where you felt like the group had taken it to another level?
I would say, you know, we had lost 4 games in a row and we were going on the road to play a really good FDU team who had lost some heartbreakers as well. And we won that game pretty convincingly. And I thought that was a really good team despite what their record showed. And it showed what we were capable of. And then I would say, you know, when we went to Stevens on the road and beat them, that just gave us the belief that we could beat every team in the league. Stevens at the time was the only team that had dominated us in conference play. And for us to overcome that on the road, you know, gave us a sense that a championship was really something that we could accomplish, because we had been competitive with every other team in the league up to that point, but Stevens. So to beat them twice at their place was pretty special. But, you know, the belief definitely was there from the beginning of the season, and it definitely, you know, grew after we won that game on the road.
And you guys beat Stevens to win the MAC Freedom, and it sounds like it was a pretty dramatic game coming down the stretch. I think you guys were down three late and made plays to take the win. Like, from your standpoint on the sidelines, where are you in your headspace? Are you feeling comfortable as the game's winding down, even though you're down, that given the way your team has kind of learned to win, that you were going to find a way? Like, what are you going through emotionally, mentally at the end of that game?
Yeah, I mean, at that point, you know, we were up and then we had given up the lead and they were up three. The thing about our team is we have been really good defensively. So we just felt like we could always stay in the game if we got another stop. So being down three, you know, just hopeful that we would get another stop and see if we can get an opportunity to score. And luckily we got a, you know, steal and a layup, a breakaway. And now we're down one, and defensively we got another stop to put ourselves in position to win that game. So definitely continue to believe. I would lie to you if I said there wasn't any doubt at all, but our team has been really good defensively, so I thought we would be able to get a stop to keep our hopes alive.
When did the title feel real? Like, that what you guys had unlocked here going to the NCAA tournament? Was it at first a little surreal? Is there a moment where you're like, okay, yeah, this is really happening?
I mean, I just had a conversation. I mean, the ball bounced on that rim so long that I was already thinking about what I was going to say to the team and all the heartbreak that we faced. And, you know, once that ball fell off the rim and, you know, we realized we won, I mean, that's when everything just set in. I mean, it was indescribable, to be honest with you, but it was an amazing moment that, you know, I'm glad we were all able to share.
Tell us about some of the kids that have made this happen. Who are some of the players that have just been key to your success?
Yeah, I want to start with the seniors. Zolan Pear, Jake McGinty, Jordan Gums. Those three guys are the heart and soul of our team. They're where we get our toughness from, our defensive identity and presence. And they've just been reliable for me for 3+ years. So, you know, and then you go to Antonio Redding, who's arguably the hottest player in college basketball, especially in Division III, you know, averaging about 30 points a game the last four games. And, you know, our defense was always there, but he's been able to take our offense to another level where we've been able to finish those games out. And then Kamal Johnson was a sophomore. You know, I challenged him early in the year. A lot of players would have ran away from that challenge about, you know, where he was defensively and if he wanted to be a starting point guard, that he had to improve on the end of the floor. And he did, you know, even in the Stevens game where we were down, you know, got a steal, a layup. And he's really matured as a basketball player from his freshman year to now. So those five guys have really been essential in our success. And, you know, they've led the locker room the right way. And, you know, I'm just happy that they've been able to experience that.
So now let's talk a little bit about your first round matchup. One of the best teams, if not the best team in the country, Wesleyan, 26-1 coming in. This game will be in Middletown, Connecticut. Obviously, you don't put that together without being an elite squad. But as you've started to scout, dig into them, what jumps out?
Yeah, they're just a really strong defensive team. You know, their opponents, their field goal percentage, defense, 3-point, and their margin of victory is around 16 points a game. So, you know, looking at their size, you know, they have size at every position. They're pretty physical as well defensively. So, you know, they make it tough for people to score. And, you know, people talk about defense wins championships, and that's why they've been so consistent all year. Is because of that end of the floor. And then offensively, you know, they have a point guard, Nicky Johnson, who's, you know, top in the country in assist to turnover ratio. They have a guy scoring 18 points per game. And then everyone else kind of does it by committee. But defensively is where I think they hang their hat on and seems to be, you know, where they're at their best.
What are the keys for success for you guys?
Yeah, for us, it's always about taking care of the basketball. We don't want to turn the ball over, especially against a really good defensive team. That allows them to get out and transition and score some easy points. So we want to make sure we're taking care of the basketball, getting paint touches and you know, creating offense that way. And then defensively, just continue to do what we do, right? Clean it up on the glass and not give them any second chance points, making sure we know who, you know, what personnel is, who's a shooter, who's a non-shooter. And if we do that, we always give ourselves a chance in the game.
And my final question, this is an incredibly special time, and I know the program's been there before, but it's the first time for you and for these kids. Is there a balancing act as a coach where you want the kids to really relish enjoy this moment because very few people get to it, but also we're not just happy to be here. We're here to do some damage. Like, do you have to have that conversation with the kids to keep those two things, you know, kind of on equal footing?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what, you know, that's what's special about our seniors. You know, I talked about, you know, Jordan Gum, Zolan Pair, Jake McGinty, even Antonio Redding. You know, we come straight off of a championship and they're in the gym on Sunday because they won another one in the NCAA tournament. So, you know, when our leaders in the locker room have that approach, then everyone follows. And, you know, we'll have that conversation anyway because we haven't had it yet, but I already know what their mentality is going into that game on Friday. So we're excited. We're not just going to go there just to say that we're happy to be there. We're going to go to hopefully try and get a win.